Hey, 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 closet busters and closet dwellers. It's me, Rick Clemens, the coming out coach, that guy that helps you make those big, bold moves. Do you guys ever get tired of hearing that? I hope not, because I'm so excited when I get to help you make your big, bold moves or help you come out of the closets of your life, whatever it is. But, you know, enough about that. It is Friday. It is time for an uncloseted rip and rant. Yay! And today we're going to focus on something called letting go, or really more so can't let something go. I am without a doubt a master at this. No, maybe I actually have a PhD of not being able to let things go. Or at least I used to, and if you ask my husband and my kids and maybe some of my close friends, they go, no, you still got the doctorate in that, man. But anyway, the reason I want to talk about this is what I found is, man, when you can't let shit go, you can't do anything. In fact, it's really hard to have a balanced life, a balanced month, a balanced year, a balanced relationship when you hold on to stuff. And for many, many years, I held on to things about acceptance and how I felt people treated me. And I'm not just talking about when I came out of the closet. I'm talking about things that happened through life. And I started looking around at, well, people in my life and going, why is this part of how I show up? And I realized that, God love them, I was, well, pretty much living by the blueprint of my family. And I'm not going to go too deep into it, but what I saw was this blueprint had to get redrawn. Because for me, it was becoming too hard. Lots of doors were opening, and then certain doors would open, but then something would go wrong. And then when that thing went wrong, well, quite honestly, I would hold on to stuff and I wouldn't let it go. And oftentimes what that did was that sent me into spaces where I felt extremely high and extremely low. And then that's when I first discovered that at times I suffer from depression. And I just couldn't handle those extremes. But then when I started digging, you know, like digging with that shovel into my own psyche, into that heart of myself, into the soul of who I am, what I realized was, man, if I could just let go of some stuff, things would be better. And that's actually when I started to really come about and find ways to be with myself, be with my family, be with my husband, my kids in different ways. And I'm not perfect at it. Trust me, I'm not there yet. But what I found is those really extreme highs and those really extreme lows became less frequent. Now, don't get me wrong, the highs are great. And actually, even the lows are great, because in those lowest lows is when you start to really see yourself. I also found that part of what I had to do was start finding another way to sink my teeth into life, to really find what I needed to move me forward and to be able to, well, let it go. And here's what I found. Oftentimes, the reason I couldn't let things go was because I didn't know how to handle criticism. A lot of times when I couldn't let something go, it was because I needed that person's or those people's acceptance, and I couldn't let it go. A lot of times what was happening was I was a little bit of an egomaniac, and what do you mean you don't fucking think I'm the greatest thing walking on the face of the earth? You see, it was some of the hardest times, but what it also was some of the greatest times for me to really get to know myself and to look myself in the mirror, in the face, in the eyes, and say, let it go. And here's what I've learned, at least for me, maybe for you, but at least for me, is the sooner I can learn to let things go, the happier I become. The sooner I let things go, the less stressed I feel. The sooner I let things go, the more adventure and excitement and fun I allow into my life. So what I would invite you to do as you're struggling through or being challenged by any one of life's lovely, 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 brilliantly decorated closets that come with all the adornments of challenge and strife and all these things that we put on them, What I want to challenge you to do is to let something go. It may be something that's completely unrelated to what you're going through, but if you let it go, there's more energy to go up against what you are facing. It may be something actually related to it, and as soon as you let go of something that's happening to what you're going through, well, guess what? You actually have more energy to do that thing you want to do. I know, it's kind of amazing, isn't it? Silly little us, we can't see this until we go, oh, well, if I'd let go of that shit about 3 weeks ago or 3 years ago, look at how much happier I would be. So the bottom line is, ask yourself this question. What is it I need to let go of? And if I let go of it, what do I get to experience instead? What might you get to experience instead? And as you do this, what I want you to also realize is as you start to let go of stuff, you create space for people, other people, to learn to let go of stuff too. In fact, one of my favorite phrases is, good people create space for people to be good people. But you can't help people be good people when you're hanging on to stuff that needs to let go. So with that, have a great weekend and ask yourself this, what can I let go of this weekend? And see how much better your weekend will go. So that's it. I'm Rick. Not going to throw out the titles. You know who I am, but I am going to remind you in just a few days, we will be flipping the switch into the new podcast with just very little changes. But the new podcast is Life Uncloseted. And if you've got a Life Uncloseted story, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to possibly interview you on the show. So send me an email, rick@rickclemons.com. That's a great way to get started. And have a great weekend, everyone. Be yourself. Go out there. Do that thing you're meant to do. Make sure that you take those bold steps and uncloset your life and let something go this weekend. Take care, everyone. We'll talk to you in just a few days. Have a good weekend.